Hello, my pet. This is a game. A game I can't lose, darling. I'll explain, my lost boy. I want you, to put your clothes on, to go outside, to be outside when you listen to this. I want you to find a place to sit down where people can see you, where they're around you. Search for a place where people are walking around you. You could listen at home, but that would spoil all the fun for me. You wouldn't do that to Miss Wendy, would you, pet? Oh, no, you don't want that. So your job is to listen. Have me in your ear, where people can see you, and you look innocent while I take care of you. I'd like you to have something to drink with you, just in case you need it. If you don't feel prepared at this moment, baby boy, to let me take care of you, to let it happen, stop listening. Oh, good boy. I would count that move as one of self-awareness. After all, a real hero has to know his own limits, right? Know where his borders are. If he doesn't know them, he is untried, not brave. But you are a clever pet, aren't you? You're brave. You know your limits. And if you're still listening, then you know what you're capable of. Unless you think this is too much and need to stop listening, then let's carry on. You other boys, you come back when you're ready, when you feel prepared for me, for this game. Those of you who are still here, I will gladly play with you, gladly tease you, gladly and perhaps, maybe, might make you come. As I said before, whatever the outcome, I don't lose. As I ponder, I see three possibilities before us. Possibility number one, you'll get to feel all uncomfortable. You'll have the impression that people are looking at you, asking themselves what you're doing, maybe even asking you, what are you doing? If that is the case, if they approach you, stop listening immediately. We both don't want you to cause a stir, right? You'll simply have to stop, converse with a stranger, and return to listen further to this audio at a later time. Then you can calm down until you feel safe to walk away, and then come back to this audio when you're ready. The rules, if that are to happen, you're not allowed to listen to another erotic audio until you manage to get through this one to the end. Try it again in an hour or two, maybe 24, if you want to challenge those borders. If you do that a few times and you're feeling really hopeless, really unlucky, if you have the feeling you just can't stand it anymore, ask me in the Discord. Just ask me. I might or might not release you from your commitment. Don't go any farther if you are not committed. You see how I win? Because if you can't go through, I know I have tested you, teased you, led you into delicious denial. I like this feeling. I like that you like this feeling too. Because you like to please me, right? Right, Pat? So, say this, at least in your thoughts. Yes, Miss Wendy. Delicious. Now, the second possibility from where I'm sitting is you managed to go through the entirety of this audio without coming. No coming. Oh, I would like to make you come, but perhaps you managed to stay too conscious. So conscious that you won't come, but I will come. And then you will have to wait until tomorrow. Tomorrow when you're free to listen again. And you will gift me with one more day of denial. Building your pleasure. Further guaranteeing you're more likely to come the following day. I count this as a success. You can ask to shorten your desperation. In fact, I would love it if you were to ask. Ask in the Discord audio discussion channel. I hope I see your message, my desperate boy. But I'm going to take a guess that you might not ask, shy boy that you are. Because there is a part of you that knows that I might say, no, darling. Come on, baby boy, one more day. Don't be ridiculous. Oh, you can handle it. Drain yourself for November. 30 days is much farther than you've come. Or haven't come. See? I win. You surely agree with this, don't you? Think or say. Yes, Miss Wendy. The final option. The third one. Oh, it's divine. Your body, your mind will be so well trained from all those triggers that it will give in to my teasing. And you will come. Your spunk will spray into your pants, your shorts. But you have to manage to look innocent. Oh, please, my good boy, look innocent. You don't want to cause a stir. I, however, will imagine seeing your face when that happens. I would love it if I could be a fly on the wall, watching you coming, trying to look innocent. It would be so fun if you would do a selfie in that moment, but I'm guessing that might be a little too much, so I won't demand that. I would love it if you come, though. I'm sure you want to say, yes, Miss Wendy.
Yes, Miss Wendy.
Because you agree, don't you, my naughty, slutty boy? You want to come. I'm so glad we have an agreement. You're still here, so I'm assuming that you are saying, yes, Miss Wendy.
Yes, Miss Wendy.
You agree. Even if you know that I win this game in all three counts, that in every case I will have my fun. You, my darling lost boy, you could come, or I could end in denial. You want to know a secret? I love your obedience, Pat. I love it. I love that you're so drawn to my wishes. Oh, that your will to please me is so strong. I love it. I would be pleased. Pleased if you respond to the post. Tell me what happened. Oh, I'm eager to know your story, Pat. Oh, yes. After listening, let me know what happened. But remember, if you aren't in an appropriate situation to listen to this audio to the very end, pause it, good boy. Find that public place. Sit down and then continue to listen.
Oh, yes.
Ready, Bet?
Yes, Miss Wendy.
It's playtime. Relax, Bet. Relax for me. Feel all your muscles go soft. Melt, Bet. You're sitting here in public with people all around you. My voice. You're listening to my voice. Such a brave boy. Or are you silly?
I guess we won't know for a little while.
I mean, you are aware what power you have given me over your body, your mind. But maybe you haven't recognized it before. If that's the case, perhaps you will recognize it soon. Feel your body. It's just begun to feel heavy. That's it. Simply feel. Simply be as you listen to my soothing voice in your ears. All you want to do is to sink into my voice and melt. Relax, Bet. Let your eyes open. Allow your gaze to wander softly, noticing the people around you. Let them open, but soften it. Allow your vision to be unfocused. See the world in a blur. It's enough that you see them moving, the people around you, unaware of what you're doing with me. So naughty. That way you will be able to react, to stop the audio if someone approaches, if it's necessary. I can't know exactly where you are sitting. But remember, the first rule is no dying, so somewhere safe. But for this audio, don't cause a stir. No attention. No getting arrested for indecent exposure. If you need to do anything that would make a stir, do you have a good excuse ready to manage the situation? You should think of one. Think about what you would say. What are you going to say, Bet? Think about it for a moment. Relax. Good. Now that that's managed, if someone is suspicious or you feel in danger of being discovered, you have your excuse prepared. Having that out of the way, you can relax completely. Relax. Oh, Bet. I love it. Love it when you follow my orders, my voice. I trust you, darling. You don't have to do anything for me, huh? What I'm ordering you to do. Simply imagine. That's the power of hypnosis, after all. Imagine what I'm saying is real. And it will be real for you. You've trained for this. Trained to respond to my voice. Trained to feel things as real with just the sound of my voice in your ears. And if you want, you can make some small movements as you sit there, like biting that lip, opening your mouth slightly, moving your tongue in your mouth, flex thrusting your abs. Thrusting your hips might be a bit much, but if you're sitting at a picnic table, you think you can get away with it. You have my permission. Just enough. Thrust just enough to intensify the feeling without people seeing you. You're on a covert mission after all. If you are willing to do that, you will do it for me. And if there are people far enough away that you can thrust, you will say, yes, Miss Wendy, as you thrust. Yes, Miss Wendy. Thank you, Pat. Now let's focus. Let's focus on what you know. You, my good boy, you know I'm in your head. I'm not real. No one can see me. But you know I'm here. I'm here with you because I'm so deep into you. I can do anything I want. Can't I? That's not real for others. But you trained to make it real for you. For me. You gave that to me as a gift, didn't you? So that I can do whatever I want to you. Now, spread your knees apart. Why do I want your knees farther apart? Well, so that I can have better access to you, to your cock, your ball. You can simply think about spreading your legs if you wish. Makes no difference when you're in trance. Keep your eyes open. You have to watch for the people around us a bit. Are they noticing you? Has someone gotten suspicious about what we're doing now? Do you think they suspect what is going to happen in your pants? So, a little party? A little party for two. Oh, I don't think they know. What do you feel? Oh, extra excited knowing that it's possible. Me too. Now, is everything clear, Pet? Nod your head just a bit so that only I can see.
Yes, Miss Wendy.
That's my baby, Pet. I like you, so obedient, giving me everything you can give. Now I want to make you feel good. I mean, you have been a really good boy. I think you deserve a reward, but you can be sure that I'm going to be very challenging for you. But you know I like to do things the hard way, and I like very hard things. You know the trigger phrase, drop, Pet. When I say drop, Pet, you'll fall much deeper into a trance, dropping like a stone. You will feel very comfortable. And if you have been a good boy, trained with the trigger training series, then you have conditioned yourself to respond to this phrase. You simply can't avoid dropping, can you? It doesn't matter too much if I conditioned you to this trigger phrase before, because it's simply going to work. It works for my good boys. He will drop like a rock. Drop like a rock when I use this trigger phrase. And you will be going so deep for me. You will fall, gently fall, sinking into trance. As easy as me flipping a switch. It doesn't matter if you feel ready or not. So, Draw. Bet. Remember, eyes open. But draw. Bet. Draw for me. Open those good boy eyes. Oh. Draw. Bet. Can you see me? Walking towards you. Calm. Mischievous smile on my face. Twinkle in my gaze. Do you think you have what it takes to endure this? Drop deeper. Drop with every number. But make sure that there's a small part of your mind observing your environment. Ready. Ready. Drop. Five. Deeper, darling. Drop deeper, pet. Four. With every number you drop, faster and faster. Three. Feel the wind on your skin as you drop like a rock for me. Two. It is arousing to drop like this, pet. It's arousing to know you're dropping. One. Drop deeper and deeper and deeper. Zero. Feel now that you've come to rest at the bottom. We're here. Here is my space. The space where I can do whatever I want with my good boy. Relax, melt. I don't fight, at least not much. I only want to play, and you play so well that. Oh, I love how brave my good boy is, allowing me to play with him as you drop so deep for me. That you, my baby boy, are so willing to be my little fuck toy. Perhaps you still think it's an advantage that I'm only a voice for you. But you, my smart boy, are fucking wrong. Because when you hear my voice, I can be every woman around you. Every woman you can imagine. I can do things to you. Things that seem unnatural. Things that are unimaginable. But it's because I'm a voice in your head. A voice in your head. That empowers me to do all of these things. Are you sure? Are you sure that would be easier for you? Only if I were real? Oh, perhaps it would be easier to endure if you imagine me as a not sexy woman. You can do it. Imagine Miss Wendy, unsexy, uninterested in taking care of herself. Boring. Can you do it? Oh, it's hard, isn't it? And it would kind of be cheating. It would be you. Being a coward. If you really invested in imagining me as undesirable. Makes me laugh just thinking. I'm going to tell you a secret, but there's no help for you. Not here. Try not to think of me with perfect, beautiful feet. Do you like them? If you like lean, athletic legs, perhaps think of flawless, soft ones. If you like strong, muscular thighs, think of fluffy ones. Oh, if you think fluffy is fantastic, think of lean. Do you like big asses? Then imagine me with a small, almost non-existent tush. Do you like more fleshy butts? Think of me with a firm, hard, squat-tastic ass. One that can crack nuts between my ass cheeks and more, if I like. Is it working? If you like large, cartoon, perky boobs, think of me with small ones, standing proud and firm, defying gravity, with nipples like the erasers of pencil. It's not the coldness that's making them erect. It's the mere thought of you giving yourself to me in this moment. To be honest, my body is more like a V. I was a swimmer. I don't have large hips. But if you would like, you can imagine me like Jessica Rabbit. That hourglass that society desires so much. And if you like a more voluptuous type, you can think of me as my defined abs. Slender, firm. I do like sports, being fit, healthy. Tell me, do you want to touch my abs? Reach out your hand and touch it. Yes, but do it. Let your hand slide softly over my skin. Hands. Allow them to trace higher. To that space where my breasts start. Do you want to touch my breasts? They would feel fantastic under your hand. Trace with your index fingers around my nipples. Did I just put that in your head? Do your hands feel achy? Because I just realized I'm fully clothed. But I'm sure you know what I hide under this fabric. Bathrobe. I came in after a shower. I have long, dirty blonde hair to the base of my back. Or maybe I'm a redhead. Or is it black? Short, spiky. Maybe I'm that woman over there. Did she happen to glance at you an extra time? I would. My skin is soft. Soft and lightly tanned. Lightly toned, still feminine. Tell me, do you like when somebody's eyes sparkle? My eyes. Whatever color you imagine, then that's what they are. But I can tell you for sure they are radiant, seductive, nearly hypnotic, piercing. And you, my good boy, you are drawn into my gaze. It's ridiculously easy to take you captive with just my gaze. See me how you imagine me, walking towards you. Come. That mischievous smile on my face. That look in my eyes that says, oops, you are in trouble. Do you think you have what it takes to endure this, baby boy? Do you? Oh, let's test that theory. Okay. Now focus. Focus on how you've imagined me in your mind. Imagine me in a way that you can hopefully deal with. I want you to imagine. Imagine what's under those clothes. My bathrobe. You can't see much of my skin. There's no need to see it. Because you can imagine it. Or you can try not to imagine it if you don't want to imagine my soft, supple skin. What it would look like with your hands on it. Simply see me swaying my hips slowly from side to side as I untie this bathrobe, allow it to fall open and let it slide down my arms to the ground. Have you imagined my breasts before, Beth? Do they match your imagination? Look at me. This is what you have to contend with. See me. Oh, baby boy. You're so lost right now. Even if you don't know it. I might have brought a bottle of wine with me. Put a little into my mouth. And then kiss you. Open your mouth, pet. And I'm placing my mouth on yours. Kissing you. And pressing the wine into your mouth. Now, pet, gulp it in. Feast from me. Good boy. Watch as I take another sip into my lips. I come closer. Open your mouth. I want to kiss you again. Placing my mouth on yours, I let the sip of wine into your mouth, penetrating you. Gulp. Feel the alcohol spread into your body, warming you, reducing your resistance, if there's any resistance. Watch my mouth open and take another sip of wine. Open your mouth, pet. I near your mouth, but I don't kiss you this time. I let the white wine run down your face, your throat, your upper body. You're all mine, pet. Mine to mess up. Mine to soil. Melt, melt for me. Good. Perhaps you think it's wonderful that I'm only in your mind. But I want to tell you something, boy. Because of how deep I am in your mind, I can do everything I want. I can make you feel anything I want with no limits. Are you having second thoughts? Is it so grand that I'm only in your mind? Or is it like a Trojan horse? Under my bathrobe, I'm wearing a short skirt. It felt sexy.
Shh, don't ask questions.
Now watch me. Watch me pull off my panties. Oh, shimmering them down. Tossing them aside. Oh, did you enjoy that? Watching me bend over. I want to show you what's so great about being in your mind. I will snap my finger, and my skirt will disappear like it was never there. See? And my robe is gone too. I'm naked now, except for my feet. I'm wearing stilettos. Now let's begin. I'm sitting down on the bench next to you. Your legs are spread wide. My ass is on the bench, but my leg is dangling over one of your thighs. Do you like the view? Of my feet in stilettos? Do you like watching my shoe dangling on my foot? Do you like the flapping sound when they flap against my heel? The sound. Listen to it. Does it remind you of something? Oh, it reminds me of fucking you. Of gliding up and down. Something else. This works you up too much. Oh, God damn it. My pet. My fuck toy. Oh. Watch me straightening one leg after the other as I kick off these shoes high into the air. Watch them fall on the ground in front of us. Now I want something from you. I want you to get hard now. If you aren't already, I know I can make your cock much harder than it is right now. I only need to say, steam, pet. And your beautiful cock will grow. Oh, there it is. It's that trigger phrase that your body already knows, isn't it? If not, your body will react. Because I said that steam pet means it's time to get hard. Your body will respond simply because I say so. Go ahead. Try to resist if you want. But you will soon feel that I will crack your resistance. Like breaking an egg. Breaking an egg and making an omelet. Oh. There it is. Now feel one hand in your lap. Oh, I want to feel your cock grow in my hand. Ready, pet. So, steam, pet. Oh, yes, pet. That is how I like it. So hard. Still feeling brave. Oh. Now feel my hand sliding into your trousers. I want to open up your zipper. Pull down your trousers. Your underwear. Get on my knees. And suck your cock right into my greedy little mouth. Well, we can't do that here, can we? Oh, no. We have to be careful. Well, you have to be careful. I don't have to be careful at all. Feel my hand. My small hand engulfing your cock. Oh, being gentle with you. Being gentle when you Pump into my hand. Yes, I know. Feels so, so good. If you make really small movements, nobody should notice, right? Yes, you do it so right. Your ass flexing, sliding in my hand. Pump. Show me what you like, how you like to pump into my waiting fist. Oh, it feels good. I know it feels good, so say yes, Miss Wendy.
Yes, Miss Wendy.
It's such a marvelous bit. I love to see how nearly desperate your face is already. Mm-hmm. I love it. Love to see you realize how fun it is to be my plaything.
Fuck it.
To recognize how good it feels to obey. Feel your cock, how good it feels in my hand. I have done so little and yet you are so horny. Such a horny mess. My good boy. Show your obedience. Show your devotion. Pump. Do you know what, Pet?
There's already some recall. I can
reveal it. It's glistening. Open your mouth. Open it. So I can stick the precum from my thumb into your waiting, greedy mouth. Taste yourself. Suck my thumb in and lick it. Lick it like you imagine me licking your cock. Show me. Show me how you want me to use my tongue. Such a marvelous pet. I'm standing right in front of you now. My arms akimbo. Looking down at you. Oh, close your legs. That's right. I'm placing myself on your crotch, facing you, settling down on you, my knees on the bench on either side of you. There's so much fabric between us, but you're so hard I can feel your cough.
Pulsating, under pulsating.
And it's fantastic. Melt into a puddle pet
for me.
That's right. You make me feel so fantastic. Such a great plaything. Let me mind your nipples. My small hands gliding up your stomach. Oh, there they are. Feel me tug on them. They're so excited. Little slut butts. Oh, now feel me humping up and down in your lap. Oh, like I'm a lap. Dancer. Oh, I am a lap dancer right now. I have so much fun with you, darling. Oh, you know you would lose your load this way, don't you? My dancing on your lap. Oh, open your mouth just a little wider. I want to kiss you. French kiss me. Stick your tongue into my mouth. Stick it in there like it's a cock. As I hump your cock and I suck in your tongue. Your tongue cock in my mouth. Oh, so hard. So wet. Feel my tongue surrounding it. I feel good. As I hump you and kiss you, have you stopped to think about the possibility that I simply want to deny you, that perhaps I intend to make you all hot and bothered? Maybe I will get off on your lap. And then have you wake up? That sounds fun. If you wonder about that, as I suck your tongue in and out, as I talk to you, so naughty. Remember, I'm simply a voice in your head. I can tell you. So turned on, so hard beneath me. I'm making a wet spot on your dresser. Feels to me like you need to come. Am I right, baby boy? Say yes, mistress. Say yes, mistress. I know that. I can feel it. I can see it. I can feel your hard nipple. Your greedy heart cock. I can see your bleeding puppy dog eyes. I will begin a countdown soon. And when I reach zero, you will come. I will reward you with fantastic orgasm. Have I said when I reach zero? Oops. I mean, if I reach zero. Feel my garage. Feel my pussy grinding up and down your cock. Feel my fingers stimulating your nipples. Feel my mouth sucking on your tongue. Milking it like a second cock. Feel one of my hands gliding up onto your throat. I want to squeeze all the breath out while I'm counting down. Feel my hand closing around your throat. First a blood choke, pinching up all the blood. Going your head, making it just a little lighter. And then and then applying a little bit of pressure on the front. So it's hard to breathe. Hold it. 5. Yes, I will reward you with an amazing orgasm if I reach 0. 4. Shiver back. Oh yes, shiver under me. Because you know it will happen. 3. Feel me humping your crotch up and down, up and down. Oh, up and down. 2. Spasm. Oh, I know you're close. So spasm bent. 1. I release the hand on your throat. 3. And now beg, bent. Beg me to make you come. Beg, bent. Spasm pet. And 0. Oh, yes, this is your reward, pet. 0. Come. Come. Come for me. All over your pants. Come. Feel the gallons of cum moistening your underwear. Feel released and rewarded. Oh, pet. Such an adorable puppy. That was so great. I love playing with you. such an amazing,
sweet boy.
Brave pet. You really are brave. Wait, did you cause a stir? Naughty boy, I'm trusting that your answer is no. Remember the rules. No dying. And don't make a stir. Good boy. I hope you had as much fun as I did. I should collect my shoes, my bathrobe, maybe tuck my wet panties in your pocket. Thank you, baby boy. It's time to wake you up. Wake you up so you will be able to focus entirely on your environment, to do all the things you need to do. As I said, I do hope you didn't make a stir. I hope you felt really, really good. It was so fun to grind on you. In a few moments, I will say, rise up, pet. And when I do, you will wake up. You will become fully aware of your environment, fully awake, fully conscious. One, two, three, four, five. Rise up, pet. That was great. I wasn't sure what you would do. Wasn't sure you would make it to the end. Did you? Were you a good boy? Did you? And did you wet your pants? Make a slutty little mess. In that case, make sure that the cum is invisible. Remember, no making a scene. It would be better to hide this fact. What would the people around you think if you were walking away with sticky, cummy, yummy, messy pants? Remember that drink you brought? You could splash some on yourself. Make it look like an accident. If you didn't come, no audios for you. Try again in 24 hours. Remember, you can always ask to be released. In the Discord. In public. Oh, thank you. Thank you, my darling boy, for spending this valuable time in public with me.